Hey everybody, how you doing? Busy day in the Raider Nation. This is Bill Williamson, Silver and Black Pride. This is my weekly Tuesday podcast. Hit the site on Wednesday morning and site's popping. It is the NFL football season, what it is. This is cut down day, been a long day, love it, been very fruitful day at the site. Thanks for everybody to come to Silver and Black Pride. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Well, I mean, let's get right to it. Let's talk 53-man roster. Let's get right into it. I did a post, and this is what I kind of do after games. I kind of hit all the major points, and then I talk about it. And I'm kind of going to do that today, because that's what we're going to do. It's a busy day. So, initial thoughts on 53. I like the defensive tackle depth. I really do. This is the current five DTs. Hankins, Quentin Jefferson, Gerald McCoy, Solomon Thomas, and Darius Stillon. Only Hankins is the only guy who is the holdover. I think this is a better, more professional group than we had last year in Las Vegas. I think it's going to be better coached, and I think you can see some real... If there's a defensive revival, I think that is one of the positions where we'll see it, and that will certainly help the defensive ends, which has improved because they've got Yannick Ngakoue. If this unit stays healthy, I'm talking about the defensive line as a whole now, I think things can be really much improved. I think the Raiders' second defensive line, and there's some thoughts that they're going to, you know, switch these lines like in mass, like a hockey line, and just to keep things healthy and fresh. But the key is health with this group. But Darius Stylon can play. Thomas is okay. Gerald McCoy was really good in the preseason game. If he has anything left, this could be a good unit. So I'm excited about what's on paper right now there. Cornerback position's really interesting. There was a lot of change. There was a lot of additions. There was a lot of cuts. Isaiah Thomas, the star of the Chargers game last year in L.A., he's no longer here. Hey, look, they love this guy 2 years ago. He couldn't stay healthy. He's a big, long cornerback. And it just didn't work. He wasn't very good in the preseason game. He didn't even play much after the Chargers game last year. The day after, you know, we're all making this guy a hero, and deservedly so. And John Gruden's like, well, he still has his way to go, and he didn't play much. So this is the Raiders' cornerbacks as it sits right now. Casey Hayward, Trayvon Mullen, Damon Arnett, Amik Robertson, Nate Hobbs, and Keyshawn Nixon. If Hayward can stay healthy, the young vets can take the next step, and Hobbs is what we think he is from the preseason, this can be a dramatically improved unit. They have a lot invested in this unit, and let's see. I don't know if the future... I bet they cut Nevin Lawson after his two-game NFL suspension for PEDs. I think that's probably something that they'll do. Arnett and Robertson had moments in the preseason. What I want to see those guys is actually play and help during the season. I want them to make plays. But if it's Hayward, Mullen, and Nate Hobbs, and they're all healthy, it could be a good group. So that's exciting. One of the more interesting position groups is wide receiver. How about that, Bill? That's a mouthful. Anyways, they cut John Brown. They cut Carl Joseph. We'll talk about that. And they cut Dylan Stoner, the undrafted. Everybody thought, after John Brown played a lot against the 49ers and Stoner had a good game, that maybe they would flip-flop, but no, not for now. And there's going to be changes. DJ Turner got cut. Keelan Doss got cut. So right now the receivers are Henry Ruggs, the third, Brian Edwards. I'm reading the names from my notes, and the Y in his name screwed me up. Brian Edwards. I don't fix mistakes, guys. I just go. This is a very hard. We're talking at the bar. We're having beer. People make mistakes. People sneeze. People cough. I don't edit that stuff. It's real life. Hunter Renfrow, Zay Jones, and Willie Snead. I think there's going to be some movement on this position group. I think there's going to be some changes. it's not that deep. It scares me. Everybody said there's going to be a really deep group, but John Brown didn't live up to what they thought he was. He's not going to be this year's Nelson Aguilar. Is it Zay Jones? Maybe, but Zay Jones better show something. I've been hard on him, and nothing personal at all. You know what it is? Is he's played 26 games as a Raider, and he has 34 catches. That's what we keep hearing. Oh, he's taking the next step. He takes the next step, but he's not taking it in this season. And this guy's been in the league a while, so he's in his prime. So he can do it, but I want to see it. And it's like, okay, you know what? They signed John Brown and gave him guaranteed money that he gets to keep after they knew they had Zay Jones. They brought him back, but they made Brown a priority, and Zay Jones was in the program when Aguilar was signed. So he needs to show something more than just in camp, and that's just the way, that's just reality. And I hope he does. Roderick Teamer made the team over Joseph. Nick Bowers made it tight end over Derek Carrier. Sources told me that. Don't be surprised if Carrier's brought back very soon. Just a little contract tweaking. So we'll see. We'll see if Bowers stayed, if that's the case. I think we're going to see some, there's going to be some movement on Wednesday. There's going to be a practice squad signings. There's going to be guys put on the IR. You know, guys like Richard and Morrow and White and maybe even Nixon could all be put on the IR but brought back. That's why they weren't put on the IR today. So you'll see guys brought back. Maybe you'll see Trey Rogas come back. Maybe B.J. Edmonds. Maybe another receiver. So there's going to be movement in the next couple of days. This is just the initial 53. I think they're going to look for guys at offensive line. I think they're going to look for guys at linebacker, even after the Denzel Perryman trade. You know, he's a backup. Look, maybe a Tyrell Crosby, who was cut by the Lions. He's a Las Vegas native. I can see him maybe being on the Raiders' radar. Maybe Micah Kizer at a linebacker. Guys like that. You know, the Raiders signed a lot of free agents this year, but none of them made it. Brown got cut. Carlos Joseph got cut. Matt Dickerson, the defensive lineman, got cut. Rasul Douglas got cut last week. Blindy Ray Wilson got cut today. And they gave Brown and Joseph money. I mean, that's not ideal. That's not ideal. That's misses. 6 of 7 draft picks made the team. That was good. Jimmy Morrissey, the 7th-round pick, didn't make the team. No shame on that, either in the draft pick or for him. If he gets through waivers, and I bet he does, and I bet a lot of guys are going to get through waivers. Not too many dudes around the league get claimed. Maybe like, 30, 40, I think it was last year. A lot of young receivers got cut, so donors should be safe. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, I see Morrissey going to the practice squad. Only 5 players remain on the roster from Gruden's at the start of the season in 2018. Carr, Miller, Parker, Morrow, and Richard. Yeah, guys, Waller came that season and Carlson and maybe a couple other guys, but that's pretty crazy. Gus Bradley's fingerprints were all over this roster. Hayward, Phelan, Teamer all played for him with the Chargers. So he gets some familiarity, which is important. So, yeah, very interesting. I think the defense is deeper than we thought it was. The receivers may be a little less deeper than we thought. But, this offense goes around Darren Waller anyway. So if he stays healthy and Jacobs and Drake stays healthy, things should be fine. So if they can be dynamically better on the defensive line and cornerback, and that safety with Morgan Abram, maybe we can see some things. Maybe we can see some things. So that's it. That's our show. You know me. I just go. I hit all the points and I move on. We got B.D. Williams. We got Matt Holder. We got Marcus Johnson on the site doing podcasts. Things are great. These guys are really good. Thanks for listening to me. I'm going to let you go enjoy the rest of your day. This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride. Check out our site. We're really slamming this thing. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Be safe. Have a good week. Happy Labor Day weekend. See you.